Let's pray as we're standing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet around the Word of God, and we pray that you would strengthen us and teach us. We thank you for your Spirit who inspired these words, and we pray that the same Spirit would help us to understand them. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, we often see on the news items and situations involving war and battles. In recent days, the ongoing battle to recapture parts of Syria has been reported. Now, we hear of the good guys, as we see them, fighting with rocket launchers and guns and bullets to retake land from the evil ISIS forces. Now, to most people, there seems at such times in human conflict little else that can be done to defend what is good and to fight back against what is bad. Well, in those Bible readings we had a few moments ago, we're reminded that there is another sort of battle going on, so often unseen, and yet a very real spiritual battle. We read in Matthew's Gospel about Jesus in the desert at the start of his public life, engaged in spiritual conflict with the devil. And we heard in Ephesians of how this is a battle that all believers in Jesus are engaged in. Well, in that letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul has taught about the amazing plan of God to eventually bring all things together under the leadership of Jesus. Something possible because Jesus has brought redemption, rescue, through his death on the cross. Paul then gives instructions in Ephesians about living for Jesus in the world. And these include living out the gospel in the workplace, in marriage, and in the family. And in the final chapter, chapter 6 that we read from, we hear these words, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord Jesus and in the strength of his might. We need to be strong in Christ because we are vulnerable to an attacker more evil than ISIS. There is a need to, verse 11, stand against the devil's schemes. Now, believers in Jesus have recognized, given what Jesus says, that there is a spiritual enemy of God that is real and needs to be opposed. Now, our reading reminds us that the spiritual conflict that is part of living as Jesus' people is not centered on fighting other human beings, challenging and awkward and even hostile as they can be. Now, Paul says, verse 12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Rather, the battle is against what is called here the rulers, the authorities, the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So just as Jesus in the desert faced the personal evil force of Satan, God's enemy testing and tempting, so Christians now in every age face the opposition of the devil and his agents. The rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers aren't defined here precisely, but they seem to be descriptions of the different sorts of demonic influences that the devil uses. But the language reminds us that we are up against real negative spiritual power. They are, as it's been expressed, evil spiritual agents from the headquarters of evil. They are thoroughly wicked and against God and stand for darkness and lies and error. Now, the forces of the devil are also cunning. Verse 11 speaks of the schemes of the devil. So he sometimes attacks full on in persecution, as believers are experiencing throughout the world in different places. But at other times, the spiritual attacks that we face are rather more subtle. Jesus speaks of the devil seeking to damage the flock, which is the church of Jesus, rather like a dangerous wolf, but disguising himself as a sheep. The devil will try to get error introduced into the church through false teaching. He will tempt us away from Christ and his truth in different ways. And if you can get people to disbelieve in him by trivialising him, no one believes in little red beings with horns and tridents after all, well then he's happy with that too. What we see here shows that we need to be aware, like Jesus, and to stand against the schemes of the devil. So how do we do this? Well, this famous passage uses a memorable metaphor. Verse 10, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." And verse 13, "Therefore take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." Now, we're all familiar with armour, whether it's from museum visits or television documentaries. And Paul uses what the first hearers were very familiar with, that is, the armour of a Roman soldier. Several pieces of armour are referred to. Just as physical armour helped the Roman soldier, so spiritual armour protects us and enables us also to go on the offensive in our spiritual struggle with the devil. So first of all, there is the belt of truth. Verse 14, "Stand therefore having fastened on the belt of truth." Now it's clear that the devil is of the darkness. He promotes error. And we defeat him by being strengthened by the truth of Christ, holding to it and affirming it. Then there's the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. The devil, of course, promotes that which is against God, sin and unrighteousness. Believers are to stand firm in the victory of Jesus on the cross, for he takes our sin and instead clothes us in his righteousness, giving us great confidence in the battle. Then there are the shoes for your feet, which mean the readiness given by the gospel of peace. The good news of Jesus' victory and our peace with God strengthens us against the plots of the devil. And reflecting Isaiah's prophecy, "How lovely are the feet of those who bring good news," the believer who points others to Jesus, fittingly and appropriately, stands against the evil one. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. If the devil is the father of lies, as Jesus says he is, and wants to undermine confidence in the true God, well then we can overcome him by keeping on looking to Jesus in faith, by reminding ourselves of his words and God's promises in the Bible. And then when a dangerous flaming dart of error or of guilt or of temptation comes our way from Satan, we have a shield to hold and to find protection. Well, the fifth piece of armour is a helmet. Take the helmet of salvation. God rescuing us through Jesus on the cross, as we remember this morning as we share bread and wine, and he's pledged to fully save us in the future, gives us great confidence against the devil. For it is our salvation, rescue through the cross, that the devil has been defeated, and through which he will one day be finally removed. Now, all these great pieces of armour give us protection as we face attack. Well, the final piece enables us to go on the offensive. Verse 17, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Now, like Jesus, when attacked by the devil in the desert, we can take the word of God, God's words in the Bible, and use them to remind the devil of God's greatness, of the fact that the devil will one day be defeated, and that God is true and pure and great in his love and care for us. Now, any spiritual victory will involve taking hold of the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and wielding it to overcome the devil's influence, whether in accusing us or tempting us, and also to positively push back against him and to take ground from him by sharing the good news of Jesus with those around us. Now, Paul shows that all of this putting on of the armour involves prayer. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplications. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all believers. And also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So you see, the Holy Spirit not only gives us the words of the Bible to fight the spiritual battle with, but he helps us and strengthens us in our prayers and in our witness. Well, sadly, we all know that there are many battles, physical battles going on in our world. But we must remember the spiritual battle that we're engaged in too. We must stand firm in Christ, putting on the spiritual armour that we're provided with. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the spiritual battle, we thank you for Jesus and his victory. We thank you that you will soon crush Satan under our feet. So we pray that you, the God of peace, would give us grace to stand firm and to make Christ known. And we ask for his sake. Amen.